Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's readings introduce Jesus as a prophet and explain how prophets and other messengers from God inevitably suffer rejection in their lives. The readings challenge us to face rejection and hardship with prophetic courage. The first reading, taken from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, tells us about his call from God to be a prophet. Yahweh warns Ezekiel that he is being sent to obstinate and rebellious Israelites in exile in Babylon. Hence, as God's prophet, he will have to face rejection and persecution for giving God's message. The reading gives us the warning that as Christians who accept the call of Jesus and seek to follow him may face indifference and hostility, contempt and scorn, weakness, hardship, persecution, insults and rejection. In the second reading, Saint Paul gives us the same warning from his experience that not only the prophets but the apostles and missionaries also will have to encounter hardships and rejection in their preaching mission. Paul confesses that God has given him a share in Christ's suffering, a chronic illness which gave him pain, a thorn in the flesh, so that he might rely on God's grace and might glory in the power of the strengthening God. The apostle invites us to rise above our own weaknesses and disability, cooperate with the grace of God, and preach the word of God by word and by example, as Saint Paul did in his life. Today's gospel passage shows us that many people of Jesus' hometown of Nazareth did not accept him as a prophet because they knew him and his family very well. They knew that he was a carpenter with no schooling in Mosaic law and knew that he could not be the promised Messiah who would come from Bethlehem as a descendant of David's family. Besides, they were angry when Jesus not only did not work any miracles in Nazareth, but cheated them with prophetic courage for their lack of faith and warned that he would go to other people to do his preaching and healing ministry. There is a joke told about the rejection at a heavenly gate. Once a cab driver, a taxi driver, reaches the heavenly gate and announces his presence to Saint Peter. Saint Peter, who looks him up in his big book, upon reading the entry for this taxi driver, Saint Peter invites him to grab a silk robe and a golden staff and told him to proceed into heaven. A preacher is next in the line behind the taxi driver, has been watching these proceedings with a lot of interest. The preacher also announces himself to Saint Peter, and upon scanning the preacher's entry in the big book, Saint Peter looks at him and says, "Okay, we will let you in, but take that cotton robe and a wooden staff." The preacher is astonished and replies, "But I am a man who has been preaching the word of God all throughout my life. You gave that taxi driver a gold staff and a silk robe." "Surely," Saint Peter replied, "here we are interested in results. When you preached, people slept. When the taxi driver drove his taxi, the people prayed." Dear friends, very many times in our lives too, whether it is in family, friends, circles, society or community, we do experience rejection. The liturgy of the word today reminds us the following life messages. First, we need to face rejection with prophetic courage and optimism. Very often, our friends, families, or childhood companions fail to listen to us and refuse to accept the words of grace, love, and encouragement that we offer to them because they are too familiar to us. As prophets, our task is to speak the truth and oppose the evils in our society without condemning or encouraging sinful behavior, even with our dear ones. Let us also acknowledge, appreciate, and encourage the prophets of our time who stand for truth and justice in our society with the wisdom of God in their heads, the power of the Holy Spirit in their words, and the courage of God in their actions. Secondly, we need to handle rejection in the right spirit. We can handle rejection with respect for ourselves as well as respect for others. Every rejection can be a lesson if we stay open to new possibilities and new opportunities. What can I do differently? How can I improve? What needs can I meet? These are the questions we need to ask if we are to prevent a trouble from going to waste. Thirdly, let us acknowledge the prophets of God's goodness in our midst. God is present, giving us His message through our nearest and dearest and our neighbors as well as co-workers. Since God uses them as His prophets to convey His message to us, it is our duty to acknowledge and honor them. Let us express our appreciation today for our families, spouses for each other, parents and children for each other. A word of appreciation for the lady who cooks the dinner, for the neighbor who is always ready to share our happiness and sorrow, for the friends who have given us time, support and attention during a recent bereavement or a tragedy in our life. All are our proper responses to God's messengers of love and light. Fourthly, we must have the prophetic courage of our convictions. By our baptism, God calls us to be prophets like Jesus, sharing his prophetic mission. The task of a prophet is to speak God's truth. We must never be afraid of this call. We may rely on God, rely on Jesus to supply us with the courage to oppose the many evils in our society. And fifthly, we need to speak the truth of Christ with love, never being hypocritical or disrespectful. We must never remain silent in the face of evil for fear of being thought politically incorrect. Jesus was not against conflict if it promoted truth. He taught us to give respect and freedom without condemning or encouraging sinful behavior. Love does not tolerate destructive behavior, but nevertheless, it sometimes causes pain, just as a surgeon must sometimes hurt in order to heal. We can be kind, charitable, and honest and forgiving as we speak forth our own convictions as Jesus and prophets did in their lives. Today, as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration, let us pray that we may put into practice all these life messages in our lives and face rejection and challenges with conviction and courage. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.